Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is January 21st, 2021, and we're doing our weekly New Earth Support Team call. Big gratitude to everyone who's here, 40 participants so far, and probably more coming in as we go. And thanks to all of you who are coming in via the recording afterwards as well. Everyone will be an equal participant. So what we do here tonight is we will start by, after this little intro, I will call the directions of my mesa, which is my little altar here on the floor. And then I will call in a whole bunch of allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, beings of love and light. And then we'll seal that container really beautifully, so we're in safe space. Then I will guide everyone into embodied awakening so that you'll be as awakened as possible and thus of the greatest possible service. Then we relax and the divine does its thing. I'll let him know, hey, we're here to support the great global awakening in whatever way serves highest good of all involved, and we'll do it. And let me check. I've just paused the recording. I forgot to do an audio check, so if my voice is strong and clear, in fact, let me actually reposition this mic just a little bit, make it even better here. So with this new placement, please type yes if the audio is good. Or no otherwise. That's a bunch of yeses. Okay, good. Yeah, I think this new placement will be even better. I just want to make sure it's obviously not distorting if I'm getting good yeses. Okay, excellent. All right, so, and at that point things happen. What's very consistent about this is that it will be different. We've been doing this for months on end every week, and it's never the same thing twice. What is very consistent is everyone who participates, even though we're coming in just to serve highest good, we get all kinds of healings and awakenings. And lately, what the divine's been doing is just each of us is taken to the most wonderful awakening we can each individually hold. And then the energy that we're embodying ourselves is then radiated out to the planet. And that's how they've been working it lately. But who knows what they'll do tonight. But that's been the recent pattern. We're not going to hold the divines to any, I like to say, don't tie the hands of the divine. We'll let them do what they wish. We're just coming to serve in any way they can. They do tell us a lot that there's a certain alchemy that they can only do with live human bodies such as ours. And it's pretty awesome. So that's probably why most of the people who are here tonight have been here before, and many are showing up week after week. So must be something good going on. All right, so the requests I make, and these are requests I ask you to honor whether you're live or on the recording, please do only this. Please, no multitasking. So the quality of your attention is very important because we co-create this. That isn't just a blurb in my little email. We actually do together co-create the energies. And strange as it may sound, you are equally co-creating it, whether you are live or on the recording. The energy of this is held in the Akashic Records, and everyone who does it afterward is influencing it just as much as the folks who were there live. So please do only this. If you can't do it with full attention now, then please, if you're a member, come back and check it out in the archive later. The other thing is, if you need to leave before we're done with the process usually takes around an hour. Then just ask the divine, please kind of ease me out of the container. They'll kind of slip you out, you know, discreetly, and then you'll be able to exit the process and do what you need to do without disrupting the rest. So those are the requests I always make on our events and would ask you to honor those. So thanks very much for that. Okay. So, and I'll assume there's always a new person here, and I will explicitly describe everything we're doing so you'll get all the step-by-step instructions you need. So now I invite you to close your eyes, which I will do also. And now the action's all on the inside. So I'm going to call the directions and the allies, and we'll get rolling here. Pachamama Mama Kia. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our sacred mountain allies, including Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Mu, West, Thisa, Jeremy, Zachary. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sacred container around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we got a great container. So now I'm going to lead you all in embodied awakening. The basic idea here is you're going to call your higher self to merge with your human self. This will only happen to the extent that your human self is ready for it, so there's no danger of overwhelm. You can just relax and let it come in. The metaphor is that if your body is a car, then instead of your ego driving, your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine will drive. But only with your ego's permission. If at any point your ego doesn't like your divine's driving, it can slide right back over and take the wheel. The divine will step out right away with no fuss, and your ego's back in control. Therefore, your ego is at no risk, and this is completely safe. The other thing that's good to know are the benefits of embodied awakening. When you're in this state, there is a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you'll know what to do through intuition much more. And there will be much more bliss. If all that sounds okay, we'll proceed. So in a moment, I'm going to have you speak directly to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. So please repeat the following words out loud if you can, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and now if you feel the energy moving, then rest in the awareness of that energy, letting it do whatever it wants. If you cannot feel the energy moving, then feel your breath come and go. No breath control, let it do what it wants. You're passively witnessing. The divine is taking care of the awakening for you. Here is what I recommend for the best and quickest and most efficient awakening experience. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just stay passive and let the energy come to you. If you become distracted, which means your attention is someplace other than your chosen focus, whether that's energy awareness or breath, let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. However, the distraction, we're going to regard it as an uninvited guest. You are not required to give it any further attention. So you relax your attention back into your chosen focus, energy or breath. If the distraction continues in the background, that is fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. You simply return to your focus as often as needed, very gently and persistently. The energy is starting to feel very sweet. Y'all are doing really well. The final bit of instruction, if you're already full up with what you got, then don't worry about this one. But if you have any brain space left, it can be helpful to discover the minimum effort needed even to feel the energy or the breath. So if you would like to do this with me, I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all. Go to zero effort. And stay at that zero effort state for just a moment, starting now. Okay, if at zero effort you still have awareness of your focus, whether that was breath or energy, then zero is enough. Stay there. If you have lost awareness of your chosen focus, then add very small increments of effort back until you barely have awareness of your focus, and then rest at that very tiny amount of effort. The idea here is to use only the minimum effort needed to have awareness, even if that effort level is zero. Effort beyond what is needed clutters the field, and it gives the divine less space to work. So less effort is better as long as you have any awareness of the breath or the energy. And if you're not quite sure, you can add a little bit, drop a little bit. You'll find that sweet spot pretty easily. And then you just rest in that sweet spot. Okay, the energy is getting really nice. We're doing really well tonight as a group. So many of you are in embodied awakening already. And the way you'll know if you're in embodied awakening is very simple. If the answer is yes to this question, then you're there. And the question is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's happening on its own, then you're there. And you can just relax and be. And in this group context, it's very helpful if you're in embodied awakening just to relax into that. Because you being there, whether you're live or on the recording, will help everyone else get there who's not there yet. So those of you who have hit the state, just relax and be. Those of you who are not there, just relax, rest in either breath or energetic awareness. Energetic awareness if you have it, breath if you don't. And just let the divine come to you. If you're not accustomed to this sort of extremely passive technique, it may take a little getting used to, but there may be a part of you that wants to do something. But the advice here is don't just do something, sit there. So just be as passive as possible while still feeling your chosen focus and let the divine come to you. The reason it's such a big deal to be passive is the law of free will. Basically, the invocation has requested that the divine give us the awakening as a gift. And the divine is more than happy to do that, but if you at the human level are efforting in any way, the divine perceives that use of free will is required by divine law to back off and either do nothing or do less. So you will stop the process if you use any effort beyond the tiny bit needed just to hold that very basic awareness. So keep it minimal. Ooh, it's feeling really good. That a wave just came in. A lot of people just hit embodied awakening right there. Very sweet. And the divine is saying, let's get going. So whether or not you perceive that you have entered embodied awakening, it's fine. You're still welcome to stay with us. And I now say to the divine allies present, we are once again here in service, and we offer ourselves in whatever way serves the great awakening on planet Earth, as long as that serves the highest good of all concerned, including everybody on this call. May our highest good be served, as well as that of all we are serving. Everybody needs to win here. And the Allah is saying, that's the way we like it too. So now, your job as a member of this call, you humans, is to relax and be. We're now moving into the inner worlds. And these in this environment are best navigated with complete passivity, with complete absence of any specific intention beyond just relaxing and letting things move themselves. So please just chill. Already the group has blended very nicely into a single divine consciousness in this inner world. This is a both and process. There will still be some individual human awareness, but you may be noticing there's only part of you aware of the human aspect, and there is another part aware of this beautiful blended state where your divine part is merged with all these other humans on this call. And now it's not just us. There are a vast number of beings all around the earth who are here to support that awakening. They're on duty 24/7. They're working all the time. And we are now blending with that larger field as well. So your job as a human on this call is extremely simple. You relax and let yourself be of use as the divine chooses. This can involve entering high states of bliss and ecstasy. It can involve heavy energies being processed through your physical body. It can involve just blending into ecstatic union. Maybe all that happening at once. So just relax, and the divine is now moving energy subtly through the field, and we just relax and let it run now. To be quite explicit, do not send energy to Earth. Do not use your human will to do that. relax. With, again, as I mentioned on the front end, what they've been doing lately is they've been kind of taking each of us into our highest awakening that we can individually hold. And then they're just on their own way radiating that down to the planet. We aren't having to make any effort to send anything from our human will. So just relax, be in the oneness, enjoy. There also may be periods where I'm not speaking. And even if I go a few minutes without speaking, I'm still here. The energy is still working. And regardless of how conscious you are or are not of what's happening, I can assure you your presence here is deeply appreciated by the divine and by me as well. And your simple willingness to be here and part of this process, live or on the recording, is being of help to the great awakening. So just relax, let go, and let the energy move. Oh, one more thing I need to be very explicit about. You're not going to get overwhelmed here. The allies are quite aware of your individual human response to what they are doing. They're not going to awaken you beyond your capacity. They're not going to have you processing heavy, challenging energy beyond your capacity. There is no need to filter, regulate, or control what's happening. The divine can do that way better than your human can, so I invite you to trust the process and relax and just open to it and let the divine's exquisite management take care of you like they're taking care of all of us. Oh, the energy just got nice and sweet. All right, so just relax, let go, and let's see what happens. Oh, yeah, I'm getting major brain bliss. So as they often do, they're starting with our individual human bodies. Now, again, other things are happening in the inner worlds too, but the main things I'm noticing are a lot of energy in your brain. So just relax. They're giving you upgrading so you can hold higher consciousness more easily moving forward in your life. This is where we're so beautifully rewarded for showing up and serving in this way. In order to be the best servants, we have to be upgraded, and we get to keep the benefit of that upgrade moving forward. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you are called to cry or sob or scream or beat your fist on a pillow or jump up and down, whatever your body needs to do is fine. You're muted and no one will hear you or see you, so just do what you got to do. And relax into whatever's happening just as well as you can. Regarding my earlier comments about all the dramatic stuff, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let the body move and express and move energy in the way that it is called to. It's very intelligent about energetic release if that's what's being called for. And if you can allow it to do what it wants to do, it'll move things quicker. Yeah, I'm feeling a very distinctive new consciousness permeating my brain especially, but I'm feeling it also in the rest of my body. I'm not seeing it so much as feeling it, but I get a sense of it as golden energy. Christ conscious energy, if you want to call it that, unconditional love. Now it's working its way down the spine. The allies are saying, thank each and every one of you for showing up. We are so grateful you're here. so grateful to be able to partner with you in this global service. And they're saying, and it's so fun too. The allies really enjoy this work. Yeah, I'm now equally perceiving my individual human self and the group blended field and the larger field beyond that. In these calls, we're also, it's pretty common for people to be aware of at least two things at once, like, for example, the human self and the blended divine self with the group. And you may have even additional points of awareness show up spontaneously. This is not something you do through effort, it just sort of happens when you're ready. So don't be surprised if you are holding multiple points of awareness at some point. So if you're feeling something that's uncomfortable in your stomach, just relax, let that move through. Part of what we often do on these calls is they'll take some kind of heavy, unpleasant energy out of the collective field on Earth, and they'll process bits of it through us. They'll delegate bits of it to each of our individual human selves according to our ability to process it. No one ever gets too much, but it may feel a little uncomfortable going through. Again, your best strategy is to stay completely passive. They have got it covered. They'll make sure it gets all the way through. They'll make sure there's nothing left behind. So just let them move it through you. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy moving down into Mother Earth. You can call her Gaia, Pachamama, Earth Mother, the conscious being of planet Earth. And whatever heavy energy goes down out of you into her is a blessing to her. It's a sacrament. Her perception of incoming heavy energy is like our perception of chocolate. It's yummy. Thank you. So know that you're actually blessing Mother Earth by passing this heavy energy along to her, whether it's yours or the collective's. It's all good stuff to her. Yeah, it's getting subtler and sweeter. Many of us are now feeling more like beings of energy than beings of flesh. Even your awareness of your human body is altered that way. It's a normal byproduct of deeper divine consciousness. When you're conscious as a being of energy, everything else feels like energy as well. And now it's feeling more still. There's a new subtle vibration. I'm feeling it down the central channel of my body. So whatever you're feeling, just relax and let them do whatever they're doing. Our human selves can never hope to understand even a fraction of what the divine's up to when they work with us like this. That consciousness is simply beyond what a human brain is able to understand, but it feels good, and it's a massive blessing. And my human self is happy just to show up and serve without the need to have a full understanding, which is beyond its means anyway. You have lots of activity in the brain right now. I feel beautiful divine energy moving all through different parts of my brain. Yeah, they're taking us into a higher bliss level. Some people may perceive this as a little bit intense, so I invite you just to relax, allow. I promise you, once again, they're not going to give you more than you're ready for. It appears that they're now in the part where they give each of us the most deep awakening that we're capable of holding. So relax. If the intensity of energy starts getting strong and you start clenching against it, of course you'll get less, and it will tend to clench the whole group a little bit. So if it's strong and intense energy, my invitation is just to relax, exhale, just open to it, and you'll find that it will be more comfortable and you'll be able to hold more. Yeah. You can probably feel the difference as the group collectively does that. And as a reminder, all things I say are as relevant if you're on the recording as on the live call. Recorded people are just as fully participating as those on the live event. The divine allies are with you in real time. Now I'm feeling a heart opening as well. Just relax and let your heart chakra be opened more fully to unconditional love. Wow, the planet feels so different. The unconditional love opening we just had, the whole planet brightened up. It was amazing, still is. So some of you may now be holding the awareness of the entire planet Earth and all the beings of light around her. And maybe even more than that. So just relax and just be as conscious as you are. Each person is being open to either consciousness of the entire universe or as much of it as you're able to hold in your awareness. And whatever you're perceiving is fine, whether it's just your own little human body or more beyond that. Everyone's getting just as much awareness as they're capable of in this moment. And whatever you're getting is perfect. Yeah, so I'm feeling the beautiful heart opening, the brain bliss, the vast expanded light body. It's really lovely. I'm hearing a thought in the field. Someone feels they don't deserve this. I beg to differ. What I've always experienced in the inner worlds is you don't get an experience you don't deserve. If it's showing up, if you're having the experience, just it's de facto. You deserve it or it would not be happening. So it's one of those examples where if you have a belief that contradicts with what you're experiencing, revise the belief and trust the experience. You do deserve this, or you would not be perceiving it. Wow, it's getting even more ecstatic and more intense. The field is huge. It's like a big hallelujah energetically. Yeah, they're saying that Biden being sworn in as the new U.S. president, his beautiful heart of love is really helping the planetary vibration as well. He's a man who has deep compassion and love. And him modeling that as president is going to help a great deal. And those are what I was channeling from the divine. Those were not my personal opinions. They're saying the sequence has been perfect. We had 4 years of Trump stirring up the dark stuff, so it would be visible and roiling around. And now we have a leader who's more loving, and all the stuff that got swirled up can be healed. The energy is getting even sweeter and more intense. Just relax, open to this sweet, sweet energy. Just let yourself dissolve into the bliss. Again, the more you allow yourself to be taken to a higher level of awakening right now, everything you're holding is being radiated to Earth. And your manner of serving is in allowing yourself to be taken to the deepest awakening, which then radiates and opens the door for others to achieve a similar state. They're brightening it up even more. It's amazing. So just relax. Let them max out your awakened consciousness. Just relax, receive, allow. I'm seamlessly perceiving everything from my individual human self up to the massive blended field. All of it just right there, all together. It's No need to leave your body when the energy comes to you. Yet you can be in the body and also massively expanded beyond it. Things that seem like paradox to humans are just natural, easy states in the inner world. And they're continuing to hold the intensity. Just relax and enjoy it. Now I'm feeling more awareness of physical body. It feels like they're now saturating the physical form with as much of this divine energy as it will hold. And you can move forward in this upgraded manner. Even after this call's over, you'll be in this heightened state. And you are welcome to use this as your new baseline. If you don't already know how to do that, after we close the sacred container, I'll mention how to get to the free 6-part masterclass on my site where I explain how to use these invocations on your own to maintain a deepened awakening. So I'll share that once we've closed the container. So now you may be noticing you're a little more aware of the body, which is now being just hyper-saturated with this divine energy. Just relax, let them charge you up. It's definitely a stretch from where you were before. The energy is quite a bit stronger, and they're just, you know, saying, hey, let's upgrade it. Let's make you more blissful, more ecstatic. Let's help you walk in embodied awakening as deeply as possible in your daily human life. Yeah, that feels solid. I'm feeling solid in my body. Of course, it feels much more luminous than before, much more ecstatic. And they actually took less time this time. I'm sewing 8:45. They usually go about 10 minutes longer than this, but we'll see if they're done. They may have a little more in store. Maybe it'll be a shorter session. We'll see. The timing's up to them. Okay, so they have more to do in your body, but people are starting to be more active, so I invite you back into passivity. We're not quite done, it turns out. So can you please return to just full passivity, allowing again, yeah, thank you. And now they're going to put additional energy into the body. That was my bad by implying that we were done, but we're not. So relax again and just let them charge your physical body with even more divine energy. Yeah. Very sweet. Yeah, I'm feeling my own divine being very strong, interpolated with my physical body. I can just feel the light body part of me, the magnificent divine being within and encompassing Benjamin. So see if you're feeling your divine being too. See if you feel within, around, or blended with you that part of you that is the divine you merged with the human you, but I'm able to perceive the divine being distinctly in addition to my human self. It's one of those both ands. I feel the divine being, I feel the human me, and I also feel them as a unified whole. So just see if you have awareness of your divine being right now, right there in your human body. It'll have the vibe of like a magnificent king or queen kind of energy. Very majestic, very powerful, very loving. They're saying, remember, you are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. There's nothing that you are not. And they're saying, if you do your spiritual work, to take your opportunities, then you will increasingly consciously perceive in your human self that which you really are. And they're saying there's always more. Oh, so ecstatic, so lovely. Just enjoy this. Yeah, what's happening here is by holding this ecstasy in the physical body, it radiates it to Earth in a whole different way. So you are, before we were radiating from above down, now we're radiating from outward from the physical body itself. So just allow that to happen. Yeah, they're saying we're each being invited as we move forward to be conscious divine light radiators. And that will also help the Great Awakening. So just stay awake yourself. Whatever you do to maintain your awakened consciousness in your daily routine life, just do that the best you can, and that will radiate out love and light to all of the humans, and that also will help the Great Global Awakening. Not to mention that it feels really awesome. They're saying, once you hit that state, if you allow them, they will guide you every step of the way. Constant intuitive knowing. Yeah, I'm feeling the physical body a little more strongly now. It feels a little heavier. Not in a bad way at all. Just, again, more physical awareness in the mix. Now I'm mostly physical body conscious. And my perception is that all that ecstasy and bliss that we were feeling in those expanded states has now been placed into the body. Again, as much as you can hold. So we're not so much in that vaster, more blended field now. We're more in our bodies. And the energy that was out there is now in you physically as much as you are ready for. And they're saying there's always more as you have capacity. There, that feels complete. Thank you, allies. So I'm going to call the directions and close the formal ceremonial part. And I'm going to say a few words to those who are not yet members. And then we'll open the floor to comments and questions. And at that point, you can stay or go as you wish. So please stay with me a moment while I close the mesa, if you can. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Inti Kwichi Thank you for this lovely process. So grateful. Such a privilege to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. And I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, that is the formal process. I'm going to just briefly say, if you are here as a guest and are not a member of Awakening Plus, you are totally welcome as to as many public events as you want to show up for. But if you want to join us and get access to all the other events that are members only, and access to that archive that's now up to nearly 300 archived events, each of which holds the full power of the original event, if you want to get an accountability partner and get into our forum and all the other cool stuff we do, just go to awakeningplus.com, and you're welcome to try our $1 for 30-day trial and check it out. If you're called to work with me personally, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So that's all available as well if you're interested. So now that is our formal ending. Again, if you need to go, live or recording, you're free to go at any point if you wish. And those who wish to stay, let's talk. So at this point, I'm going to allow unmuting. If you're on the live call, feel free to simply unmute yourself and speak. If you're on a phone, that would be *6. Otherwise, just click the little microphone icon. And it's just potpourri, popcorn style. And if you want to type in the chat window instead, I'll read those the best I can as we go forward. Also, if you're live on the call, you're welcome to turn on your video camera if you'd like to be seen. And, of course, this follow-up will be on the archive recording. All right. So anyone who'd like to jump in, just jump in.
I'll jump in. Benjamin, every time lately we do this, I keep thinking, it could never get better than this. And then it does. Thank you. This is, oh, my gosh. That's all I can say.
Oh.
This has just been so awesome.
Thanks, Patricia.
Love you guys. This has been awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, that my motto is, you know how people sometimes say it just doesn't get any better than this?
Right.
My motto is it always gets better than this. Because that's been my experience ever since I woke up. Thank you for your feedback, Patricia. And Anjali typed, thank you, beautiful flow tonight. Awesome. Thank you all. Anyone else? Boy, that energy just got sweet again. So they're still blessing us with their energy, even though the mesa's formally closed. I said, that's fine. We'll keep pumping it in. let's see. Cynthia typed, thank you, very deep and blissful. Patricia typed, so blissful, feel as if I'm glowing. Scanned typed, thank you, Benjamin. Eva says, yet I felt another wave. Talking about the new energy coming in. Yeah. I just feel so fortunate to be able to do this stuff. It's so nice. You know, one reason I schedule so many Awakening Plus calls is to offer large value to all the members and participants in the program, but partly it's selfish. I love this stuff so much. I just love doing it. Someone on an iPhone typed, beautiful experience. Thank you. Laura typed, wonderful as always. When I do this, my hands feel so energetic. Is there anywhere I should be placing them? So many thanks to you for this. I'll just put them where you're guided to put them. My hands are just on my thighs comfortably. So there's no guideline, just whatever feels right. Maria typed, I've been yawning the whole time. What does it mean? You're just releasing energy. I yawned quite a bit as well. Jill Louise typed, thank you. It feels so good to be of service to the planet. I agree. I just love how the divine always gives even better than it gets. I mean, we show up and we're just here to serve, and every time we just get these amazing healings and awakenings and bliss states, and it's just, they just can't help themselves. They reward us so beautifully. It's a lovely arrangement. Any other feedback? Nancy typed, I had a jolt right at the beginning and waves after. Thank you for the group. And Carmen typed, thank you, lots of energy.
Benjamin, I had a question come up tonight.
Yeah, Marla, go ahead.
The question is it outside of us or is it inside of us?
Yes. Inside and outside are dualistic terms, but really it's all the same thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Both ands.
I was like, the answer kind of came to me. It was like, it's both and. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, maybe there's maybe more, but that's good to know.
Depends where you're looking from. Yeah, it's all, I feel it all blended together. Good question. Let's see, there's been some typing. Let me see if I can catch up with it here. See if I can scroll. It's a little tricky on this Zoom here. Let's see. All right, let me try this. Jean types, my throat chakra got very tight at one point. Why would this be? That would be part of a healing process. I assume it's not tight anymore. So they were working on something, and I'm assuming that there was a release and a loosening also. So sometimes you'll feel a challenging phenomena when a healing is taking place, which usually is followed by relief as the healing is accomplished. And Dina said, that was my answer. I assume she was referring to me doing the both and idea. Any other feedback? Laura typed, I wanted to let you know that my dog looks forward to this as much as I do. She knows when I'm getting ready and joins me. She's always in a deep state of relaxation as well. Yeah, animals feel this stuff real easy. It's just natural to them. And Jean typed, thanks so much for your powerful. And Risa says, my cat loves these calls. I'm so glad the animals are benefiting as well. There's some pretty conscious animals on the planet right now. Anyone else is welcome to speak or type or whatever you wish to do. Or just soak in the good vibes. Eva typed, yes, my dogs want to be right on the bed.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
I just wanted to alert Marla that I put something in the chat privately to her.
Okay.
And today is very different. Today, I had a large expansion of the heart.
Oh.
The lungs as well, heart and lungs both, and
nice.
It still is happening.
Nice.
And at one point, there was so much energy coming in from the crown chakra and the third eye that it was almost uncomfortable. And I thought, no, they're only going to give me what I can hack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just relaxed with it.
Good for you.
It was really intense. It was more than what I'm used to.
Okay, are you okay now?
Yeah, I am. Now I'm just blissful.
Good. So the overall effect was positive and you feel more expanded, more conscious as a result of what they did?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's how they do it. If you're ready for an expansion, it may be a little intense as it happens, but the far side is worth it for sure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And thank you for hosting these calls.
Oh, like I said, I would do it just for selfish reasons. It feels so good.
I understand.
It's nice when the self and the service all roll up together. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up so consistently. I really appreciate your persistence in being here.
You know, I told somebody yesterday, my first time I worked with you, I think it's been 12 or 15 years ago.
Really? Wow.
Really? And it was for and astrology guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did some of your calls that you were doing about 5 or 6 years ago. And then I took a break for a while and mm-hmm. did other stuff. And I keep coming back. So I think it means something.
Well, I'm glad that you've seen me as I've kind of developed and grown, you know.
Yeah, and it definitely, I'm definitely getting much out of this.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I appreciate you facilitating this and holding space and guiding.
Mm, my great pleasure. It's truly joyful.
Yeah.
It feels good to do your life purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I wish that for everyone on this call. I hope if you are not already on track with your life purpose that you find it and just lock right in. It's really awesome. And I'll repeat something that came through earlier in the week on one of our events. I'm really being guided now to start opening opportunities for others to facilitate Awakening Plus calls also. So if you are inspired and you're a member of Awakening Plus and you want to do some event, we're going to start scheduling, those sorts of events on like Wednesday nights or so. And if they go well and the person's doing a really strong job with their facilitation, then even some of the members could start doing some of the Tuesday night calls and such. I'm really starting to get the vision. It shouldn't just be me facilitating. I want others to learn how to do this too, or step up and do it if they know how. I want even more of a team thing happening. So I'm excited to be moving in that direction when people are ready to step up. This is about the service, not the person.
I just want to say quickly that I responded to Deanna's message in the chat, so I hope that she saw it if she can hear me.
Hope so too. Yeah, those obviously were private because I didn't see them, so I'm glad
y'all they were private. Yeah. So thank you. Hopefully she's...
Yep, okay. I do hear you, and I do not see a response. Hmm. Was it a quick yes or no, or was it...
It was a yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Glad you got that worked out. Okay. Last call for questions, comments, feedback, whatever. Larry.
Hey, Benjamin.
How you doing?
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
Does this work tend to expand our Buddhic field?
I'm not sure what a Buddhic field is, but I would speculate probably so. If Buddhic field means you're holding unconditional love, is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, and it kind of expands, our auric field, our consciousness, and if it's cumulative.
Well, I would throw that question back at you. You've done these for a while now. Has that been your experience?
Not that I'm able to really measure. But it's there's a sense of joy with this work. There's a sense of being of expansion,
mm-hmm.
and that's my reflection.
Beautiful. I have gotten feedback from many people that the Awakening Plus activities have helped them a lot with their awakening, and they have had that Buddhic expansion effect, although they probably wouldn't have used that exact terminology, but a lot of people are saying, wow, I'm getting a lot of healing and awakening happening, and I'm much more conscious as a result of doing the Awakening Plus stuff. So that is seeming to be the case for many. But again, each person will have a unique experience. And so you'll have to, judge for yourself if you're being more Buddhic or not. By the way, Larry is going to be facilitating our event next Wednesday, along with me. So I'm going to help set the field, and then he's going to guide us in a really cool event on this coming Wednesday. So just as that's going to be on the 27th, I believe. So yeah, I'm excited that Larry's going to be the first member to step up and do a event like I was talking about.
Thanks, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Anything else you wanted to share, Larry?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh my gosh, my head's starting to buzz. They just dropped down some more brain buzz. Okay. Last call. Speak now, or we'll wrap it up for the evening. So that's it. Oh, I forgot to mention about the how to keep the stuff going. There is a 6-part free masterclass on my site, astroshaman.com. And if you go there, and the last word on the menu bar is invocations, and you can click that, and you'll get an email. You'll tell you a little about the masterclass. You'll plug in your name and your email, and then you will be sent a email with a link, and then you can get into the masterclass and do the 6 sections. There's another 10 parts to the masterclass inside the membership, which is available as well. But the 6 parts are self-contained, and they will give you the basics on how to hold embodied awakening and how to call in your own healing and how to run that on a daily basis. All right. So, wow. So grateful. I'm truly, truly grateful that people are showing up consistently or trying us out here on the calls, and just really honored to be able to do my very small part to help y'all wake up and serve the Great Awakening and whatever we're able to do here. So many blessings to all of you, and we'll wrap it up for now. And we got 3 events next week, so come on back and we'll do it some more. So many blessings to y'all again, and good night.